Okay, so we can start up. So we'll start up today. Yeah, come in. Oh, okay. Someone's here. Someone's here. Okay. Okay. Now. That's my son. Okay. So the next Mishnah, Perek Beis. Actually, he's going to finish the concept of Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Gimel, so what we did last time. The Mishnah Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Gimel says, "Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Zohar b'Kriyas Shema u'b'Tfila, u'kesha atam espalel, al tas at tfilascha keva. El rachamim v'tachanunim l'fnei ha'mokim," as we spoke yesterday, how important it is to make your tfila tachanunim l'fnei ha'mokim. "Shenemar," he brings a pasuk, and the pasuk is fascinating. The pasuk is a pasuk in Yoel, and it says, "Kichanun v'rachamu, erach ha'payim v'ar chesed, v'nicham al hara." So Shem is v'rav chesed. But then the Mishnah adds, "V'al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmecha," and don't be a rasha in your own eyes, b'fnei atzmecha, in your face. You know, literally means b'fnei atzmecha, not literally, the definition of b'fnei atzmecha usually means in your, to yourself. Don't be a rasha to yourself. But what does that have to do? What's the context of that statement have anything to do with the beginning of the Mishnah, which discussed the whole Indian of how you're supposed to approach tefillah? You're supposed to approach tefillah that you need a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like we spoke yesterday. You need to come on to Hashem. Hashem is the one that gives you everything. He's the makom of the world. He's the one that gives you everything. And that's your attitude when you approach tefillah. All of a sudden, by the way, al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Okay? So this is a very interesting, interesting piece in the Rachaim, which in the context of this whole quarantine, etc., when we had to do tefillah, we could not do tefillah b'tzibur, he explains here the concept of the difference between davening b'tzibur and davening as a yachid, as davening individually by yourself. And he says, "Al tihi rasha," don't be a rasha, "b'fnei atzmecha," when you are by yourself. Means don't be a rasha if you're davening by yourself, because what happens is like this, he says, he explains. He says, when a person is davening with a tzibur, then not everyone in the tzibur has to have such great kavana. Because if there's one person in the tzibur that has that kavana, he's carrying the tefillah of the entire tzibur. That's his chiddush here. He says, okay, but when you're davening by yourself, you have the risk that if you're not davening properly, then a kashrut is not going to listen. So he says, when you are by yourself, b'fnei atzmecha, when you are by yourself, al tihi rasha, don't daven like a rasha when you're by yourself, because you have much more of a chance that it's not going to be niskabel to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you're by yourself, you have much more responsibility to make sure that your tefillah is appropriate. That's what he says. Shlo tispal b'yichidus, ki im tispal b'yichidus, yochol liyo shetir nikra rasha chas v'shalom, ki atfilah b'yachid tzarech kavana yisera. When you're davening by yourself, you need extra kavana, u'be'ema v'yira. Extra yira of mesiras nefesh, to the point of mesiras nefesh. V'imlav tefilas and nidches labar. This is very strong language. If not, your tefillah will be nidches, pushed off. V'ze'im emotzi, and it's very difficult to have that level. So it's very important that when you're davening by yourself, don't be a rasha in your tefillah. Make sure your tefillah is on a high level. Now he brings a pasuk that proves a point. It's a beautiful pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, but it says, "Pana el tefilas ha'arar v'loy boza es tefilasam." HaKadosh Baruch Hu pana, he turned to the tefillah of the arar. Arar is like a low person, a person that really is humble. V'loy boza, and he did not turn away es tefilasam, their tefillah. So he says, this pasuk is referring to a yachid versus a tzibur. He says, to a yachid, pana el tefilas ha'arar. If you're going to be a yachid, davening yourself, you need to be arar. You need to be that level of like a humility. Come with that humility and that level to Hashem. But the lebaza es tefillah sum. But when it's the tefillah of the tzibur, of the rabbim together, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't turn it away. So this is, and by the way, this is the Gemara says that the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is the one time of the year that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives equal credibility to the tefillah of a yachid as the tefillah of a tzibur. Even a yachid during those 10 days can come in and say, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, these are the 10 days. You told me you're not pushing me away during these 10 days. This is my chance," right? So these 10 days are the special 10 days set aside that even a yachid can accomplish. But he brings down here in the footnote from the Kuzari, And the Kudzari says what I told you before. He says, "Bederech zu ta'ala mitfilas kulam." He says, when you have a tzibur, then the tefillah of kulam, of all together, come, tefillah achas shlema b'kavana zakam. Amongst the tzibur, there's probably one person that's davening, you know, pure. And even if there's not one person that's davening pure, maybe this guy davened the first bracha pure, this guy davened the second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could piece together a full Shmoneh Esrei over here from this tzibur. Okay, this guy ended up doing a good slach lanu. This guy did a good atachonin ladam das. And together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, these chevra, these guys put together a good Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so he has it. And Reb Chaim Volozhin says, by the way, you could fulfill this inyan, it sounds like from him, that also if you do it, b'shash ha-tzibur mispalalim, if you're davening at the time that the tzibur davens as well. So it's also something to keep in mind. If for whatever reason you can't make it to a minyan, davening b'shash ha-tzibur mispalalim, and your das is I'm davening with the tzibur, that may also have this mila, because you're at least like part of the tzibur. Okay, now that's his chiddush here. There's a piece from the Vilna Gaon, very similar piece. I think I mentioned once that Reb Shneur Cutler used to say that in this generation, the yeshiva is the gadol hador. The yeshiva is the gadol hador, because maybe there's no one person anymore in this generation that knows all Shisha Sidur Mishnah and knows all of Shas Kold, every Tosis and every Rambam and every Shulchan Aruch. But you go to Lakewood Yeshiva, and first of all, there are Tamid HaChum that know everything. But besides that, he says, even if there's not, but you go into Lakewood Yeshiva, okay, but this guy's the expert on Gittin, and this guy's the expert on Tzitzis, and this guy's the expert on Shatnez, and this guy's the expert on Kodshim, and this guy's the expert on Taharis. And everyone, you know, the Yeshiva is the Gadol Hador. That's what he used to say. That you put together everybody, now you have the real Gadol Hador. So there's a Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, in order to properly be koyin a learning, to properly be koyin a Torah, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that you need to have 48 things, right? The 48 Dvarim Shatar Niknis Bahem. You need to have 48 Kinyanim. We spoke about that way back before Shavuos. Right? We spoke about those 48 things that you need to acquire Torah. So how many people have that? How many people really worked on themselves that they have all 48 of those kinyanim that are required to have Torah? Very few people. So he says, the Vilna Gaon says that it's true. Usually you can't do it as a yachid. So he says that this is what the pasuk in Eish Yischayel. It says, Rabois bonois, many girls, asu chayil. You know, they did a lot of good things. But you, Olis Akulana, you're special. You're special, more special than everyone else. That's what the pasuk says. So he says it's a remez to learning. And the Vilna Gaon says like this. It says, Rabois Banois. Normally, it takes rabim. It takes a group of people together, learning as a group, La Asu Chayil, that can reach the level of Chayil. Chayil is Begematria, Ches is 8, Yud is 10, Lamed is 30, 48. Rabbis Bonis, together the group, you have a Chabura learning together. Amongst the group, together you probably can put together all 48 things that the Torah's nickname spend. So if you're learning in a group, Rabbis Bonos, as the group, also Chayil, they made the 48 things, Shatar Niknes Bahem. They can make all 48. But V'at, this one special person we're talking to, all this Akulani, you got all of them. So there's one time, that there could be Yechidim, there could be individuals that can get all 48 levels, but for the most part, it doesn't work that way. Most people cannot get all 48 themselves. So how do you get it? You're part of a group. You're part of a Chabura that learns together. So now, amongst everybody, Rabos Banos, when there's a big group together, also Chayil, then you can make Chayil, then you can make 48. So the way Tefillah B'Tzibur works is the same thing as learning B'Tzibur. That Tefillah B'Tzibur is the same concept. That when everybody is davening together, now that Shmoneh Esrei goes up and says, oh, here, this is a Shmoneh Esrei of B'Tzibur. This is a Shmoneh Esrei of all of us together. Okay? So, you know, by the way, that's why some people make the mistake and say the main part of davening in the minyan is that you could say Baruch Hu and you could say Kedusha, and it's amazing, those things. It's true. But the truth of the matter is that the main point of a minyan is that you're davening Shmoneh Esrei together. That's really the main point of a minyan. is the tefillah b'tzibur, it's to daven shmonesu together. So some people aren't so careful with this. When you have a minion of 10 people, let's say you have a minion mitzumtzum, 10, 12 people, very small minion. When you, before, we're very makbid on that in the kotel here, is that before we start shmonesu, you look back and say, you know, this guy's in Shema, this guy came late, so he's still in Baruch Sha'amar. The other guy, you know, is you know, he has a lot of Kavanah Pesukah D'Zimra, so he's somewhere in Az Yashir. So yeah, you have a minion, but when you get up to Shmoneh Esrei, you have six people, you have three people davening Shmoneh Esrei. It's not a, it's true, you could say Baruch and all that, but you're not doing Tefillah B'Tzibur. So you have to be, so you should be medactic that before Shmoneh Esrei, make sure that there's 10 people starting Shmoneh Esrei with you. I know we're makbid on that. So by Shira Chadasha, Shibchu Geulim, we wait, look around, and wait till the 10 people are ready to start. You know, and all of a sudden the guy that's sitting there in the middle of Shema starts getting the hint, like, we're waiting for you. You know, get the...
Rabbi, if you only have six, that's okay too.
So if you only have six, so the concept of six is that well, first of all, you can daven, you can make a minion of six people that need to daven and four that davened already, right? But again, you're not going to get tefillah b'tzibur that way. You are going to be allowed to say kedusha and baruch hu, and you could say kaddish, and all those things you'll be able to do. But tefillah b'tzibur, it's not tefillah b'tzibur if you don't have 10 people daven.
But what about, you know, like a virtual minion? Like if someone logs into the call of minion or logs into the...
So you'll probably have... So can you answer? So it probably has the mila of bizman shatzibur mispalulim. It's like you're davening at the time of the tzibur, but I don't know if it's going to be literally this inyan of tefillah b'tzibur. But it will be the zman of tefillah. Someone called me yesterday. I don't know if he's on here. It could be he is. That you know, it would be nice if we could set up some sort of Zoom. That if you can't make it, at least you could, you know, participate in the minyan that way. So you know when the Adam is out. Yeah, that's Yitzchak right there. So it's his idea.
But you can still answer Amen, you can still answer to Nakdishach, you can answer Baruch Hu, you can answer everything.
Yes, you can answer. So it's a Shiloh. Yeah, especially if it's happening at that time. You know, if it's happening literally at that time, which, you know, assuming there's, you know, then it's not a video. In other words, it's happening live, then, you know, you could answer. Yeah. You could answer. There was, in before Pesach time, there was like this minion service, like you could, you know, call in and listen, but you have to think about how to do it exactly. You know, from here, it would be a nice idea that at least approaching Elul. What?
The Chod is starting now.
What is?
For sure. Or is the Chod is soon starting?
Right. For the Sfaradim, Slichot is starting. Right. So I don't know. That's a good lot of question. That you have to ask a Sephardi Poisek if you could say, I don't know about that, but if you could say Hashem Hashem on Zoom, I have a feeling that you need to be in the minyan to be able to say that.
If there's a live minyan going on and you're joining them, I think you can answer it to by Avor and everything.
Really?
You can join the minyan by Zoom.
Really? And you could say Hashem Hashem?
Wow. I believe so, but I'll double check.
Okay, wow. That's very important. Okay, so that right there is very important. So this is his chiddush. And by the way, he says another chiddush here, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He says, because look at the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Reb Shimon Oimer, have a zayir b'kriyas shma u'b'tfilah. You should be careful with kriyas shma u'b'tfilah. And then he says, al tiyarasha b'fnei atzmacha, which he said it means, make sure you're davening with a minion. So he says, you see from the Mishnah, according to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that there's a mila to actually saying Kriya Shema with a minion also. Because the Kriya Shema is being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemaim. So he says being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemaim as a group is a greater Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim than as a Yachid. So Chiddush, he says here. He says that you should say Kriya Shema with a minion as well. Because saying Kriya Shema with a minion, it's not just, okay, he's my king, very nice, there's one vote. You know, this is one vote is good, but it's not, you know, you have the whole tzibur saying it, ah, shit. So it's a stronger Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. So it's a stronger declaration of Hashem's Malchus. So therefore, he says that the Mishnah is being Meramiz here, that there's an Indian of saying Kriya Shema with a tzibur as well. Interesting. Okay? So that's what it means. Rav Shimon Oimer, every Zarb of Kriya Shema b'tfilah. Okay? Now, in his... Tomorrow I'm going to finish the parak, the second parak. He has three other pshatim. What does it mean? Al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Don't be a rasha in your own eyes. Today he explains it as saying, don't be a Rasha when you're by yourself. But he's going to give more pshatim to explain what does it mean, don't be a Rasha in your own eyes. Okay? So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll say those last two pshatim, and we'll finish the last two mishnayos of the parak. And next week, in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start the third parak. Okay? All right, very good. Good to see everybody. Have a good night, everyone. Good to see you.
Thank you much.
Shkoyach.